Andrew Yang raises $16.5 million in fourth quarter. By Joshua Kaplan on January 2, 2020. Democrat White House hopeful Andrew Yang's campaign announced Thursday that it took in $16.5 million in the fourth quarter of 2019, topping his last quarter haul by $6.5 million. The announcement comes after Yang's campaign said Tuesday that it received $4 million in the last week of December, surpassing its $3 million fundraising goal. It said 1 million donations from 400,000 individual donors have been made since the technology entrepreneur launched his White House bid. The development also comes as the technology entrepreneur is set to embark on a four-day swing through Iowa, the first in the nation caucus. Yang, who has qualified for all Democrat primary debates, currently sits in seventh place, according to a Real Clear Politics average of polls tracking White House hopefuls. Earlier Thursday, top-tier White House contender Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, announced his campaign raised $34.5 million this quarter, the biggest amount of the Democrat primary cycle. The 78-year-old's fourth quarter haul is roughly $9 million more than his last haul of $25.3 million. You build a grassroots movement to beat Donald Trump and create a political revolution one $18 donation at a time. And that's exactly why Bernie is going to win, said Sanders campaign chief Faiz Shakir. On Wednesday, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg's campaign revealed it raised $24.7 million in the fourth quarter. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, have yet to release their fundraising totals. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's re-election campaign continued its red-hot fundraising efforts, raking in $46 million in the fourth quarter. The whopping haul does not include money raised by the Republican National Committee, RNC, or joint fundraising efforts between the campaign and RNC, noted Tim Murtaugh, the campaign's communications director. That combined total will be awe-inspiring, Murtaugh tweeted.